Thing that is any more important than the Word. And so again this morning we're going to be looking at your need and my need to center in the Scripture, to make the Scripture the greatest part of our walk, the greatest part of our day. So take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 19th chapter of the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. Good way to find the book of Psalms. It's right square in the middle of most Bibles. So let's stand together. Psalms 19. If you'll turn to the middle of your Bible, most of the time you'll be pretty close to the book of Psalms, depending on how many helps you have in the front or back. Psalms 19. And beginning with verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect. Now I want you to notice closely. Converting the soul. Converting the soul. The law of the Lord is perfect. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our Father, as we come to this time in your worship, Lord, we pray that you would open our spiritual eyes to the truth of your word. Lord, I pray that each one of us would be able to block out those things in our thoughts that would keep us from meditating on you, and let us cast all of our concern toward you. I pray that Satan would be bound right now, that he would not have any advantage over anyone's thoughts as we enter into the truth of your word. I pray that Jesus Christ would be lifted up and glorified. Lord, I pray for a moving of your spirit in our midst, in my own heart, to anoint in the hearts, in the ears of the hearers, to anoint their heart, their ears in such a way to be able to grab hold of the truth of your word. May we be changed today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. we think about a testimony, someone giving a testimony, or a testimony in trial, we'd think of that. It wouldn't be secondhand information. It's someone who knows the truth of the situation, an eyewitness account that knows how those things took place. And so when we think about the testimony of the Word of God, we think about the truth of the Word of God. It stands up. It stands against everything. It stands against time. It stands against those that would try to destroy it. It stands against the world trying to burn all the books. The testimony of the Word of the Lord still stands.